Stay tuned for Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show, where each week we take a different artist and we play one song from each of their releases from beginning to the end, the best we can, on WDGY.
Everybody, it's time for Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show. This week, Black Oak, Arkansas.
That was Hot and Nasty from March of 1971. This week is Black Oak, Arkansas. They formed in 1963 as the Nobody Else. They were the first white band signed to the Stax record label in 1969. In 1970, they changed their name to Black Oak, Arkansas, in honor of their first gig in 1967. The three main members were Ricky Lee Reynolds, born the 28th of October, 1948. Jim Dandy Mangrum, born the 30th of March, 1948. Happy birthday, Jim. And Tommy Aldridge, born the 15th of August in 1950 from Pearl, Mississippi. I became friends with Black Oak, Arkansas through their longtime drummer, Johnny Bolin, from Sioux City, Iowa, Tommy's younger brother. When I was a kid, we lived in Sioux City, and then we moved to Jackson, Mississippi. And in late 77, we moved back to Sioux City, Iowa. Well, the Bolin family moved across the street from us on Pierce Street in 1979, and that's when I first met Johnny, who was in a band called The Penetrators. Unbeknownst to me, about 10 years later, Johnny would become the drummer for Black Oak, Arkansas for about 30 years. One time, I was at a show waiting for Johnny to talk to him after the show, and Ricky Lee Reynolds walks over to me and says, So how y'all know Johnny anyway? And I said, well, his family used to live across the street from me in Sioux City shortly after we moved back from Jackson. And Ricky says, Jackson? Well, Tommy Aldridge is from Pearl. And I said, well, I used to go to church in Pearl. It was the only Catholic church in the Jackson city limits. So I have a lot of connections and a lot of stories with Black Oak. Coming up from January of 1972, Feet on Earth, Head in Sky. Followed by Getting Kinda Cocky from February of 1973.
Yeah.
I myself have seen Black Oak, Arkansas at least a dozen times. In the mid-70s, they were one of the top five grossing touring bands in the nation. You could catch them on TV back then on the Midnight Special and Don Kirshner's Rock Concert. They also played the California Jam 1 in April of 1974. If you'd like to check out what they were really like, there's two different DVDs available on Black Oak, Arkansas, recorded at the Royal Albert Hall in London in the spring of 1974. You will be shocked to see that the group Van Halen pretty much stole their entire act from Black Oak, Arkansas. Anybody that I've ever showed that concert to from the Royal Albert Hall is like, "What Van Halen is this?" I said, "It's not. It's Black Oak, Arkansas. And that's Jim Dandy." Well, they did not have an Eddie Van Halen, but instead they had three guitar players. And there wasn't too much that they couldn't do with three guitar players. But Eddie really did change the face of rock once he released Van Halen in 1978. One time, I was talking to Jim before a show, and I gave him one of my guitar picks, Mr. Zero's Kissin' Time guitar pick. And he said, "Thanks, buddy." And about a year later, I was hanging out with him at Johnny Boland's house in the dining room. And I said, "How you doing, Jim?" And he goes, "I'm fine." And I go, "Do you remember who I am?" He goes, "Oh, yeah, I see your guitar pick in my practice room every day." And I said, "Jim, mind if I ask you a question?" He goes, "No problem, buddy." I said, "How do you feel about Roth stealing your act and making it famous in the late 70s, early 80s? And he said, and I quote, "Well, it's like Elvis said to me, it doesn't flow from me, it flows through me. It flowed through Elvis to me, and from me to David Lee, and I wish him all the best. He did me proud." I had a world of respect for Jim Dandy for saying that. I thought that was really cool. Coming up now from September of 1973 for My Love, Dee Dee, Red Hot Lover, followed by Highway Pirate from September of 1975.
Let's go.
We opened Mr. Zero's in 2009, and about 6-9 months later, a mom and her daughter came in, and they were looking around, and the daughter walks back to the B record section and pulls out a Black Oak, Arkansas album and holds it up and says, "Look, Mom, it's Black Oak, Arkansas." And she starts to chuckle, and the mom says, "Eh, I got the ultimate collectible in you." And so my head spun around like Linda Blair in The Exorcist, and I said, "Excuse me?" And she goes, "Yeah, I'm Ricky Lee's ex-wife, and that's his daughter over there." I said, "Oh, you're kidding." I said, "Well, I'm friends with those guys through Johnny Bolin, and behind the register here is a little shrine to them, to Black Oak. I'm such a fan. There's a guitar and an 8-track and a record and a washboard, and they're all signed by the guys." And the daughter walks up, looks up, and she goes, "Yep, that's my dad." This show is recorded at Wishing Star Studios in St. Paul. It's sponsored by Railroad Train for Android and iOS. It's also sponsored by Mr. Zero's Record Store in Roseville, 55113. They also carry movies, toys, and vintage video games.
It's like Jim Dandy said, we'd all be rich if it weren't for money.
Coming up now, from January of 1976, "Lord Have Mercy on My Soul," live. Followed by their biggest hit. They had two. A minor hit, number 86, "Strong Enough to Be Gentle." But their biggest hit, "Jim Dandy to the Rescue," a top 25 hit on the Billboard charts in February of 1974. A time when I walk through the halls of Karma. I walk through the halls of Karma. I shook hands with both the devil and God. They turned my eyes to the mirror, trying to see where my energies are gone. I run with both of my life. I must
in command. Gotta kick it on a DC brand. This daddy didn't need no suit. I was high and ready to boot. Chairman Manny to the rescue.
Got you, daddy. Got you.
Chairman Manny to the rescue. Chairman Manny to the rescue. Chairman Manny to the rescue.
Got you, daddy.
You want.